blank.
Okay, we'll come back to it.
Yeah.
Who do we pray to?
Well, I pray to God.
Okay. Now, the priest preaches a...
sermon.
Mm-hmm. And what's another word for university?
College.
Mm-hmm. And we go to college to get what?
Education.
Mm-hmm. And we check books out from the...
library.
Mm-hmm. Did you just have sons or...?
Two sons and a daughter.
Okay. And now, did you have brothers and sisters?
One brother.
Uh-huh. Your brother's son would be what?
My nephew.
Okay. And your mother's sister would be your...
sister-in-law?
To you, your mother's sister would be your... or your father's sister would be your...
aunt?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How about your mother or father's brother?
Uncle.
Okay. And in the old days, do you remember if there was a different term for a teacher who was a woman versus a teacher who was a man?
I don't really think there was much distinction. And of course, through grade school, they're all women. We did have a couple of male teachers in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, by the time you got to college, there's maybe possibly more men than women. But
so everybody was basically a teacher.
Teacher, right.
Okay. At a wedding, the guy who stands up for the groom is...
best man.
Mm-hmm. What about one of the women that is up there with the bride? Not the maid of honor, though, but one of the others.
The bridesmaid.
Uh-huh. And people who are related to you are what?
Relatives.
Okay, how about people who...
or in-laws.
Okay, how about people who aren't related to you?
With reference to what?
Well, with reference to anything. It could... people who aren't related to you.
Yeah, well, it could
that
be
you know, probably.
Yeah, an acquaintance.
Okay, okay. Can you tell me a little bit about the style of this house? What kind of house this is?
When I was building it, which I was a little over 30 years ago, and people would ask me, what style house are you, what architectural style? I said, well, it's early South El Paso. In other words, it's basically Southwestern.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, adobe bricks and so on.
Yeah, but you have the these beams up here, which are a little bit like what they build in Taos.
Yeah, right. And that's some of the words that have crept into our Southwestern English. Like, a lot of people would look at those and call them vigas.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
because that's the Spanish term for them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've heard that. What kinds of other houses do you find in El Paso?
El Paso has a pretty good mixture of architecture. Some of it I've always thought was out of place. A New Englander house, a two-story red brick, very formal, sitting out in the middle of the desert, just, you know, it needs a lot of rolling hills and trees and whatnot. But there was a lot of the Frank Lloyd Wright prairie influence in the from the turn of the century up into the late 20s,
mm-hmm.
You know, broad overhangs, keeping them kind of low,